Well, Brennan, you certainly have had a lot of jobs.
I'm a bit of a spark plug and a human resources lady.
It's Pam.
I'm sorry. Well, Pan.
No, my name is Pam.
Are you saying Pan or Pam?
I'm saying Pam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this gentleman sitting behind you?
Hello, Ms. Lady.
Morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Michael Patrick.
And I'm Sloan Fuller.
And we'd like to welcome you to another episode of
Career Chat. Dr. David Rosenthal is a marketing professor at Miami University's Oxford, Ohio campus. He received his DBA from the University of Virginia, an MBA from Southern Illinois University, and a BS in economics from the University of Pennsylvania.
He's taught various business classes in Miami's esteemed Farmer School of Business, including marketing decision-making and creativity, value creation, marketing strategy, business policy, introduction to marketing, and sales management.
During his tenure at Miami University, Dr. Rosenthal has received the Associated Student Government Honored Professor Award on 3 different occasions, the Richard T. Farmer School of Business Teaching Excellence Award in 2004, the Miami University Effective Educator Award in 1988, the CELT Award for Excellent Teaching in 2001, and several others.
Really, we could recite Dr. Rosenthal's awards through most of the show. Suffice it to say, he knows his game.
He's also published a number of academic books, including Cases in Strategic Marketing and Careers in Marketing, as well as cases and articles for various journals.
We spoke with Dr. Rosenthal on a variety of topics and decided to break the interview into 3 separate episodes, given the breadth of information. Our first conversation with him involved interviewing.
Or at least how to set yourself up for a successful interview, whether it's for the local career fair or any other business interview.
The most important thing to remember about the career fair, or just a regular interview for that matter, is your purpose. Each one of these types of events, you need to have a goal. You need to understand what it is that you are looking to generate out of this. Is it information? Is it intelligence about the nature of the business or the nature of the positions that are available? Are you trying to make contacts? Are you literally looking to land a position? You need to decide what your goal is before you start off. Once you've got that established, and I'm going to assume for the remainder of this talk that your goal is to generate a job or an internship. If that's the case, then your number one goal in having this meeting, this face-to-face kind of interaction with someone, is to set yourself apart from all of the other candidates. You have to remember that at Miami, there are 16,000 students, and they're all every bit as good as you are. Every single one of them is a great kid. They wouldn't be here otherwise. Not only that, but you're competing against Notre Dame, you're competing against Indiana, you're competing against Illinois, Northwestern, the University of Pittsburgh. There's all kinds of schools out there who are really very, very good. And you need to set yourself apart so that the person who is doing the hiring is going to say, you know, this is the candidate that I want to extend an offer to. Now, that's not an easy thing to do. If you look at as many resumes as I do, and I look at hundreds of them every year, what you see among Miami students is they're all really good as far as their grades are concerned. They're all really good in terms of their extracurricular activities. They're all really good in terms of their experience. How do you set yourself apart? Well, the first thing that you can do is to do your preparation. And by preparation, I mean you should go into this conversation with this company representative knowing really pretty much everything there is to know about the job itself and about the company. If you walk in and say, gee, what does an X do? you've really already set yourself apart in a negative way. Don't want to waste your time with those kinds of questions. You should already know that. It's available. Look it up. Go online. Check their website. Look at the Office of Career Services and find out about those kinds of things. That's not enough, because just about every student that you know, if I say to you or to them, go look up about a company and see what it's all about, what they're going to do is they're going to go do exactly what I just said. They're going to go online, they're going to go to the Office of Career Services website, and that's where they're going to leave it. Can't leave it there. Connect with the company in ways that others may not. Find an alumnus. Find an alumna. Go to a local location where these people are located. As an example, if you want to work for Kroger's, go to the local Kroger's. Talk to the people there. Find out information that they have about the company so that when you then talk to the representative in your interview or at the career fair, you have insights that other people don't have. Develop that information. Students all the time come to me and they ask, gee, I'm getting ready to have an interview with Hershey, or I'm getting ready to have an interview with Kraft. How do I prepare for that? My response is, go to Kroger's and look around for 2 hours. Take notes. Examine what you see. Don't look it up online. Or do look it up online, but don't leave it at that. And then develop some interesting questions. So let's think about Frito-Lay for a second. If you were to look at the salty snack food aisle for just a few minutes, what you would see is that there are different kinds of salty snacks. There are potato chips, there are cheese puffs, there are pretzels, there are corn chips. And then within those, there are different categories as well. And then there are national brands. And then there are local brands. And then there are price points. You got high-end stuff, and you got medium, average, run-of-the-mill stuff, and then you got bargain basement crud. How many different products are there? How much space is devoted to it? How much is on sale? What kind of sale is it on? Then when you go in and you have the conversation with the person at the career fair, you say, yeah, you know, I've got a question. I noticed that there were 47 different types of products. That seems to me to be an awful lot for a salty snack food thing. Can you tell me a little bit about why that is that way? Well, all of a sudden now, you've taken yourself beyond the norm. So develop questions that demonstrate that you've gone above and beyond in doing your homework. When you have this conversation, have fun. You do not want to be the person who sucks all the air out of the room. You don't want to be the party pooper. You want to be the person who's excited. I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to this conversation. This is going to be fun. You and I are going to get along great. This is going to be just exciting as hell for you, the recruiter, and for me as a student. So buckle your chin strap, buddy. This is going to be neat. If you walk in and you're scared to death, and you can't have a conversation, and you're tripping over your words, and the person says, hi, tell me a little bit about yourself, and you get tongue-tied because you're so nervous, it's probably not going to go over real well. This ought to be like a party. Have fun, and be excited, and be positive. Lastly, remember that it's like a sales call, folks. This is just like making a sales call. And at the end of a sales call, you got to ask for what you want. It's called closing the sale. Every sales manager in every sales meeting on every Monday morning in every company all over the globe, the sales managers are saying to their salespeople, you're not asking for the sale. Ask for the sale. And literally, it comes down to this. Mr. Recruiter, Ms. Recruiter, I really like your company. I really think I can do a good job for you. I think I've demonstrated that I have some of the abilities and skills that you need. Give me a chance. Let me work for you. Or, give me a chance. What's the next step? What do I need to do in order to make this happen? Put them on your side, but ask for what you want.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services.